This morning's scripture is coming from James, chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. Listen to those words. First, foremost, wisdom from heaven is pure. This sings to my heart, and when I give it deeper thought, I realize God is, he's unpolluted, he's uncontaminated. Pure is clean and without imperfection. Pure is not misleading, it's not corrupted. Following this perfection comes peace-loving. No one who quarrels and stirs up trouble with his brothers or his sisters is using any wisdom from heaven. The scriptures are clear about that. The scriptures are clear about one who causes discord and disunion. Titus chapter 3, verse 10, as for a person who stirs up division, after warning him once and then twice, have nothing more to do with him. In Romans chapter 16, verse 17, I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Avoid them. Peacemakers are considerate of others, and they'll be submissive in certain situations to keep the peace at work or at home. And when I think of submissive, I think of being meek and docile, compliant, passive, obedient. All these words come to mind. Well, that sounds like a description of our Lord Jesus Christ, and who was completely submissive to his Father in heaven, who was always striving to carry out God's will. That's a wonderful example for us to strive to live our lives. To express mercy is so important to God. In Hosea chapter 6, verse 6, God said, "Mercy I desire." And Jesus got after the Pharisees when he said, "Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice." You know, I can remember a time when I didn't understand the meaning of that. But now I know that God desires us to be kind and show compassion to people, to forgive others who have sinned against you. That's an act of displaying mercy. God wants to, he don't want to show favoritism toward anybody. He doesn't want us to do it either. Nobody we encounter, because he himself sees everybody equal. Romans chapter 2, for God does not show favoritism. See, people will know you by your fruit. They'll know us by our actions and behaviors. That's what will show others if our wisdom is from God or from the ruler of this world. It's worth noting James repeats this attribute of being a peacemaker. To live a life of peace will result in a righteous life. And the Bible says, do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. A man's going to reap what he sows. So let us sow characteristics of God's wisdom. May it be that when people see you, they see wisdom right out of heaven. So be it, Lord. Amen and amen.